concepts in the New Testament, mm-hmm. most important principles. Let me say it that way. You need to know that when you pray, God hears you. And secondly, you should always be praying in the will of God. Mm-hmm. In other words, for what he's already authorized, healing being one of those. Okay. Yes. Financial blessings is another one of those. Protection is another one. So when you're praying for that, you already know that's God's will to bless you, to save you, to heal you, and so on.
Yes.
So when you pray that prayer, God immediately hears you. Mm-hmm. And let me tie another scripture in here. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And see, some of you pray without confidence. What we're telling you here is you need to have confidence when you pray. Number one, that he hears you. Mm-hmm. And number two, that he answers you. And here's what 1 John 5, 14 says. This is a confidence that we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if he hears us, we know we have those requests we've made of him. I added the 15th verse in there. So you need to go in prayer and confidence, praying, and see when the devil can deceive you and say, well, I don't know, God's not hearing your prayer. Well, you need to know scripturally that God hears your prayer. So you need to praise him. Thank you, Father, like Jesus. I thank you that you hear me when I pray.
That's right.
And that
you
is
always
so important.
Hear me. Amen. John 17:1 says, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that the Son may glorify thee. And then in verse 13, now I come to thee, O Lord, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy made full in themselves. Read the whole 17th chapter of John. It'll really bless you. In Hebrews 2:12, the writer of Hebrews said, these are Jesus' words. Now this is Jesus speaking. I will proclaim thy name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing thy praise. Jesus is actually a praiser and worshiper here, saying to his brethren, I am going to sing the praises of God in the congregation. And this is taken from Psalm 22:22, which is known as the prophetic messianic text. So Jesus was such a great praiser and worshiper, and we need to know more and more about that. We know that Silas and Paul, when they were in the dungeon in Acts, let's see, is it Acts 15 or 16, around that time, and they had been beaten severely. There were sores bleeding on their back. They were chained to the walls. And here they were at midnight. Well, let's look it up. Acts 16. And Acts 16:25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly, God always came in when praise and worship were applied. And suddenly.
And what happened?
Oh, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. Oh, hallelujah. And the jailer was going to kill himself. But Paul and Silas says, hey, don't do this, brother.
Well, let me tell you, unless you've been inside a building in a severe earthquake, you don't quite understand the implication of this. If God has to send an earthquake to save your neck, I believe he can do that. But you got to praise him for who he is. You got to put it in his hands and say, basically, I'm going to praise you because of who you are, and say, thy will be done.
Thy will be done. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen,
it's
amen.
Like Hebrews 13:15, Darren, it says, through him then, let us continually, and that's not just sometimes, you know, when I feel good, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. And for some of you who are listening, I know it's a sacrifice, but you're going to be rewarded. A sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips that give praise to his name. That's our sacrifice, Darren, the fruit of our lips that give praise to his name.
Okay, now let me tell you why it's a sacrifice. You may be over your head in debt. You may be absolutely cross-eyed with pain.
You may have a child in a wheelchair.
Amen.
That has to be helped all the time.
You may have a life sentence of drudgery, and to naturally praise the Lord is going to be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to make a sacrifice of praise. Say, my flesh is screaming out here like crazy. I don't feel like praising. I feel like running off. I feel like killing myself or killing somebody else. I mean, Darren, if I told you the truth, and some people have told me those terms, they've said, man, here I am. You're asking me to be positive and praise the Lord. You're a joke. You're a fraud. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, that's when you stop thinking about how you feel.
That's right.
And don't let your feelings be your identity.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
You begin to praise the Lord by an act of your will. Say, I choose to praise you, Lord, because of who you are. I choose to praise you, Lord, because of your nature and your character. I choose to praise you because you deserve the praise because of who you are. Let me tell you, those circumstances will begin to be changed by the Lord around you, by him. Trust Him for an impossible miracle.
Amen.
That's what He's about.
Oh, praise God. That's so right. And we end this teaching with a New Testament prayer, the mother of Jesus, Mary. And instead of being despondent about herself being pregnant, she said these words, and I would like to have you turn to them in Luke 1:46 and pray it with us. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit exalts in God my Savior, for He has looked with mercy on my lowliness, and my name will always be remembered. For the mighty God has done great things for me, and His mercy will reach from age to age. Holy is He. Holy is He.
Father God, we thank You for the privilege of prayer and praise.
Oh, thank You.
We thank You that so many answers lie behind that awesome miracle, that mystery of praising You, Father God, through a sacrifice of praise. Mm. Now, Lord God, I pray and ask and say today that as our friends have listened to this message, they're receiving a revelation of praise. And I thank You for that. And Lord God, we just thank You for our friends and our listeners.
Yes.
And the supporters of Darren and Denver. And we ask that You would bless them real good through the wonderful doorway of praise. In Jesus' name, we praise You, Father. Amen.
Amen. We pray that this will just open a door for you and you will begin to exult, E-X-U-L-T, dance around with joy unto the God of your salvation.
Well, this is Darren and Barbara saying thank you for listening and being such dear friends. We invite you to write to us at Darren in Denver, Box 37367, Denver, Colorado, zip code 80237, and we'll send you a list of all of our materials and include your prayer requests and your praise reports, and we will always pray and praise right along with you for God's best answer in your life and in your situation.